This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, farmers are facing a season which margins could be razor thin, leaving little room for error. With input costs high and commodity prices uncertain, 2025 is shaping up to be a year that rewards those who plan ahead. The best strategy in this kind of environment is to be proactive, and it starts with having the most accurate and up-to-date information at your fingertips. We'll talk with the folks at Terrain right after this.
Ready to take your farm and your future to new heights? Joining the Iowa Soybean Association as a farmer member helps you see exactly how your checkoff dollars are working, boosting demand and advancing the next generation of research. Become a member or renew by August 31st, 2025, and you'll be entered to win exciting prizes, including a DJI Mini 4 Pro drone, ISA-branded apparel, and more. Help shape the future of soybeans from the ground up. Visit iasoybeans.com to join or renew today.
In the latest report from Terrain called Fields to Futures, What Producers Need to Know for 25 and 26, it offers a detailed outlook to help farmers navigate the year ahead. Co-authored by Terrain analysts Matt Erickson, Mark Rosenbaum, and Bree Batts, the report highlights key trends in planning strategies for producers. We're going to chance tonight now to talk with senior analyst Matt Erickson, who emphasizes that one of the first things farmers need to focus on is flexibility.
I think flexibility in marketing plans is going to be really important. And what I mean by that is, if you look at old crop corn, and if you look at where futures have been trading, kind of at that 450 range for December 2025, you look at the old crop corn balance sheet, and we're relatively tight with regard to a stocks to use ratio. We're at about 9.3%. New crop, we're about 11.6%. And so when we think about what the market's pricing in now, it's basically saying we expect a 15.8 billion bushel corn crop, which is a record large, at 95.3 million acres. But if we look at what's expected to come here, you know, likely we could have a weather event like we generally do every year. We have a pretty big acreage report that comes out at the end of the month. So there's a lot of unknowns, and I think it's important for producers to maintain flexibility in their marketing plan.
Beyond the usual uncertainties of supply, demand, and the old crop balance sheet, trade dynamics are adding another layer of pressure for farmers. Between increased trade competition from Brazil and the situation with tariffs and countries looking elsewhere, farmers are going to have more to contend with.
When you look at especially the soybean crop, you know, the kind of this unknown with China and the tariffs that are the trade spat between both countries, you know, that's a big issue for the soybean market, especially on the usage side. And if we look at the balance sheet for 25-26, you know, the domestic crush on the soybean balance sheet is at a record high, or it's expected to be a record high. That's good. But exports are kind of lagging with regard to that usage component. So I think when we think about soybeans and the market share between U.S. and Brazil, we've already lost market share to Brazil, to China on the soybean side. And if you look at the new crop, again, next year that Brazil's going to be planting for soybeans, they're looking at a record massive soybean crop. And so that's going to certainly play a big factor on the global scale as it relates to soybeans. On the corn side, I think what's really important to remember on the corn side is the global stocks to use ratio is still relatively tight. You know, I think we're at 21.8% forecasted for 25-26. The 10-year average is roughly 27.8%. So there's not much corn expected to be on the global market when you look at some of those supply and demand fundamentals.
You can find more and a link to this report on our website at iowaagnet.com. I'm Dustin Huffman.